tonight, Sister Adina was supposed to be our commentator, and she had an emergency situation. So, inshallah, I will fill in, but I know I'm not going to be at the same level. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم والله we ask you to increase our knowledge and give us the knowledge that benefits us and benefits others آمين يا رب العالمين In Surah Fussilat, Ayah number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Those who say our Lord is Allah, and afterward are upright and straight in their dealings. The angels descend upon them, saying, Fear not, nor grieve, but hear good tidings of the paradise which you are promised. So this is a recommendation, so to speak, if we can say that, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recommending for us to be straight in our dealings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim." One of the companions came to ask him, "What is the best I will learn in the religion of Islam, O Prophet of Allah?" So he told them a few words, "Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim." Say, "I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," and then be straight. Meaning, it's few words, but it contains the whole religion, the whole aspect of our Islam and our behavior is to believe in Allah, the one God that we worship, and to be straight in our dealings, whether it is a manager, whether it is an employee or a business owner or a family a member or a father or a mother, any aspect of our life to be straight. Meaning that we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't take what's not ours, and if we do, we return it back, and we deal with people according to what Allah has recommended for us. This is a great blueprint of how to behave as a great human being first, and a Muslim second. Allah continues in saying, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا We are your protecting friends or allies in this dunya, in this world, and in the day after. Meaning, if someone is straight in their dealings, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with them all the time, will be covering their shortcomings, will be their equalizer, so to speak, in this dunya, and in the day after, when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us and pleased with us. In that position, in the day after, لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ That you will receive all that you have desired in your life, or what you desire, and you will have all for which you prayed for. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ A gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, merciful, the most forgiving. So, the equation here, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, straight in our dealings, equals a friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and protection from Allah in this dunya, and a promise of reward in the day after with Jannah, that you ask for and we pray for. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Now, and who's better in speech or talk than him who or her who prays unto his Lord and does right and says, Lo, I am of those who surrender to Allah. So, what is the best dialogue or saying that we say, Oh Allah, I call for your name. Meaning that even if I'm not a sheikh or a scholar in Islam, but my da'wah is by my own actions. So if I say, I believe in Allah and I'm straight in my dealings, then people will take notice and say, oh, this man or this woman is honest. We trust. We go to him or her. We ask advice. So this is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our straightforwardness in this dunya. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. That the good deed does not equal at all evil ones. They are not alike. So repel evil with goodness. The Prophet ﷺ said in his hadith, وَأَتْبِعِ الْحَسَنَةَ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. That immediately when you do something wrong, immediately do hasana or good deed, so it will wipe it away. It's kind of a reminder that when we make a mistake, immediately do something good behind it after that. Make a sadaqah. Call someone. Apologize. Call your parents. Invite people to dinner. This is good. Because spreading salam is good, part of the deen. And invite people to dinner in your home. It's even better. So inshallah, tomorrow's iftar at your house. He volunteered, my brother, may Allah bless you, thank you. It's okay, we will make iftar here. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the good word and to follow it, inshallah, and to be straightforward in our dealings. May Allah bless you and accept our siyam and our prayer and recitation of the Quran. Spread salam and spread ta'am, inshallah.